This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. That was definitely not what I was expecting. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yay!
Super Don Sound Effect Man. All right, we are back, and this is the broadcast before the holiday week. You know it is Thanksgiving. And if you haven't already figured it out, I'm pretty grateful for Super Don, even though he annoys me. No, he doesn't. Just teasing. Except when he throws cheesecake my way that I can't eat while I'm fasting. But for those of you watching, there's imagery. But here on radio, you can't see that. But we have been doing, it's been great to be
home.
Well,
for those of you on radio who would like to see what it is we do.
That's true, yeah.
And if you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
We do this more than just on Sundays, don't we?
Yeah, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, so not just our Sunday broadcast. So if you come on over to robertscottbell.com, you can sign up for the emails, which is basically an awesome newsletter that Super Don puts together each day. You're going to love what's in it. And you can just text my initials, RSB. To 22828. So that number, dial it in right now on your phone, unless you're driving, 22828, and then text my initials to that number, RSB. And you'll be prompted to enter your email address, and you'll be plugged in, and you'll see all the wonderful, delicious things we do on the air in addition to our Sunday broadcast.
Speaking of delicious, if you were subscribed to the newsletter, you'd be able to answer the poll of the day, which our poll of the day on Friday was, which is the most important Thanksgiving side?
And
so
we know what the winner was, don't we?
Stuffing is still, as I'm checking it now, is still in the lead.
Yeah,
with 32%, followed by mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
at 22%, and your yams are only at 14%.
Well, the thing is, we described a few ways that people make them that I'm not a fan of either. But the way my wife does it, it's incredible. So it's not like anything. I think you would even like it, Super Don.
Maybe.
But. Hey, all right, Thanksgiving week. We are grateful to be here, grateful to be with you all. Please share the show. We do not have pharmaceutical-type money to PR ourselves into existence, so we're still the best-kept secret in health talk media. Well, not as much of a secret as we once were, but anyway, thank you all for being here and sharing the show. We have identified, and this happened on Friday's show, and so for those of you in the radio audience that don't know, a cause for a lot of what's ailing people over the last 2 or 3 years, maybe longer, has been identified, finally. And it's ABV. I'm just going to come right out and say it. It's ABV. And we revealed that on Friday. And I want to, you know, shout out to my friend Sophia Karstens for identifying this. And it's a significant leap forward in understanding, like, why all of a sudden the sudden death, right? You want to protect yourself from dying suddenly. What causes it? What is it? What is contributing to these deaths? How about cardiac events in young people, young athletes? I mean, all kinds of bizarre, strange things. You talk to actuarials, these people that, you know, tally the deaths. I mean, there's a lot of strange stuff happening out there. And we have, well, I think we've identified what, in fact, may be the primary cause here, at least a major contributing factor. So stay tuned. I'm not going to tell you what ABV is yet because we're going through triple confirmation checks. Suffice it to say, it's much worse than RSV. RSV is nonsense compared to ABV. I promise you, we're going to get to that. And so stand by sometime this hour. If you haven't already listened, if you were on our Friday show, you'd know what we're about to talk about, but we're going to get there shortly. So stand by and gather your friends around. They're listening. Tell them, hey, Robert Scott Bell, RSB, is about to reveal the secret of ABV as a cause of all of these strange maladies and sudden deaths. Yeah, stand by for that. All right, in the show notes, as always, Super Don puts up some of the articles we intend to cover. Sometimes we actually even cover them. I briefly mentioned that the Defender, our friends at Children's Health Defense, have an article out about what Fauci doesn't want us to know. What does he not want us to know? And indicating that we might soon find out. There's an article that they're republishing by Mercola, and it basically discusses that a federal court has ruled that Dr. Fauci and other government officials must testify under oath about whether they colluded with big tech to censor certain users and viewpoints. Now, I have been on this subject for as long as I've been on the radio. Since I opened the microphone in 1999, I've told y'all, I don't know where you were, but I told y'all that freedom of speech is not something that people in the natural health sector actually enjoy and haven't for a long time, many decades. What do I mean by that? It means if you are, let's say, a homeopath, a naturopath, a chiropractor, an herbalist, or even a medical doctor, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, who actually acknowledges and knows that most every disease is a nutrient deficiency, a mineral deficiency, and or a toxicological burden. Right? Let's simplify it for the moment. I know there's other things that we can talk about. But when you realize that, then you begin to say, okay, we've got to diagnose disease according to, you know, name whatever medical establishment has said, this is the diagnosis. And you say, my gosh, that can be remedied by, oh, here's the classic example. We've done this before. You have gout and arthritis. And you now realize that it's not a deficiency of ibuprofen. It's not a deficiency of aspirin. It's not a deficiency of any pain-killing drug approved by the Fear and Death Administration. I mean, the FDA, the food. Yeah, that. And then you say, oh, you know what? The peer-reviewed medical literature is interesting. There has been an identification within the scientific journals and published that they found that cherries, and particularly black cherries and the cherry juice concentrate, when ingested, reverses gout and arthritis, the symptoms of inflammation and pain associated with arthritis. And you're like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to tell the world, look in the scientific journal what it says. And you happen to be a cherry farmer who I've identified. You like do a search, PubMed search. Hey, is anybody studying cherries for any reason? Oh, look what we found. I've heard this. People have told me this. It's fact. In fact, they've called it an old wives' tale that cherries and cherry juice reverse gout and arthritis. And now we have a scientific literature. So you're the farmer of cherries. You have these awesome orchards. And you want to tell everybody the good news? Look at what I grow. Look what it does. And then you do so. You publicize it. And the next moment you hear a knock on the door or an email or a letter certified from the FDA or maybe the FTC saying, cease and desist. You shall not sell your cherries because your cherries have now become unapproved new drugs not determined to be safe and effective for the treatment of any disease, including the arthritis and gout that you referenced in that scientific journal that we disavow. Or maybe we avow it, but the fact that you have cherries and you grow them and you sell them and you've mentioned that there's a scientific journal article that shows that they do this, they are now an unapproved new drug. They are not a crop of food. They're a drug. Yeah, I know it sounds absurd, but that, in fact, is not a hypothetical. That actually happened to a farmer, I believe it was in Michigan, a cherry farmer who did that and was sent a cease and desist. He would be threatened with fines, potentially maybe even jail time, if he insisted and persisting on letting the world know that cherries can reverse gout and arthritis. Yeah, not kidding. So when we see an article from the Defender about Fauci and the collusion against freedom of speech via the corruption within the pharmaceutical industry that owns and controls much of our government and all of these agencies, FDA and FTC included, they run attack to suppress the freedom of speech that you thought as an American you would enjoy. But the moment you mentioned a natural substance and its ability to reverse, prevent, treat, mitigate any disease that the FDA says is the exclusive domain, monopoly domain, of a pharmaceutical drug or drugs that the FDA approves, then you'll find out how not free you are to speak. And yeah, since I opened the microphone in 1999, that is what I've told you. And now, finally, the collusion of people in government and big pharma to suppress freedom of speech has become a commonplace, let's say, knowledge or awareness. Is anybody under the delusion that Fauci and Birx and Walensky and all of these people in government and media and medicine have not colluded to suppress freedom of speech through the town square of the 21st century social media? The article here is very clear what's been happening and what they're going to find out. Now, Fauci might plead the fifth when he's under oath because he's been required by the court to turn over emails, all the things that are going to, I think, bust him pretty good. But will anything happen? Will anything change? I'm not holding my breath because most people that go into Congress or the Senate or the presidency, they know little or nothing about how we got here. They know little or nothing about the bureaucratic oligarchy that writes laws in violation of our Constitution. There was a separation of powers. It's not separate anymore. It's all under the executive branch. These agencies basically are judge, jury, and executioner making laws. And that's not supported by the Constitution. Who would know better? Well, Ron Paul knew better. He was a lone voice in Congress for so many years with very few that supported what he was saying. And we have an opportunity now to get somebody else back, like a Ron Paul, that can push it further because things are shifting, things have changed, the consciousness is different. What's obvious now wasn't obvious then for most. And I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Jonathan Emord, who appears with me weekly on the show on Thursdays on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you didn't know this already, he's got an exploratory committee to run for Congress, no, in this case, the Senate, the United States Senate out of Virginia, to run for the U.S. Senate in 2 years to defeat Tim Kaine, who I liken to a supervillain in a Batman comic book, Tim Kaine. And if we can raise the money between now and March, and I think we're getting there, we're close. If you guys want a great guy to go into the United States Senate that is kind of like a Ron Paul that will push and knows the oligarchy, knows how to defeat it, has beaten the FDA back a world record 8 times in the courts, but found out that the FDA just basically thumbed its nose at whatever the court ordered. What could the Senate do? A lot. What could he do in the Senate? A lot. So go to emord4va.com. We'll make sure it's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Emord, E-M-O-R-D, 4, F-O-R, V-A, Virginia. Emord4Virginia.com. Emord4VA.com. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I am grateful for, well, all of y'all for being here and sharing the show. And I'm very grateful for my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, who puts this newsletter together beyond belief what he does. And the poll questions and all of that. You guys really should, if you haven't already, signed up for the newsletter. Go to robertscottbell.com and it'll be easy to do that, or text my initials, RSB, to 22828. This article we didn't get to on Friday, it's from the Brownstone Institute. We like a lot of what they're writing. In fact, I don't think I found an article that wasn't awesome. It's like, you want to see some really well thought out, well researched articles, and there are a lot of opinion pieces, but dude, they are well researched. You will be, even if you don't agree with what's written, you will be better for reading these things, to engage intellectually on principle, right? Backing up what people say, explaining why, putting historical context. This article is about tribunals. This is by a Donald Baudreau, I believe. Tribunals would introduce dangers of their own. Now, my first thought on this as I read this headline reminds me of some of the most vociferous, vicious, hate-filled, seething with rage Karens. What's the name for the men that are like Karens? Are they Kens and Karens? I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
But these are the people who just wanted us to die because we didn't get the COVID jabs. We didn't want to mask up. We didn't want to distance. We didn't want to stop living life, enjoying life. These are the people that are requesting What's the word?
Amnesty. Can we have some amnesty, please? Please, can I have a help, helping, a big heaping helping of amnesty?
Forgive and forget.
I'm like, hell to the no. Not that I'm not a forgiving guy, but you guys have shown no attrition. No sincere apologies have I seen, except I think Tim Robbins was the first guy that I saw who was all in and then realized he was deceived too, who actually did a mea culpa and an attrition that I believe is sincere. Beyond that, Piers Morgan. Oh, I was wrong. But he didn't, not even a subtle apology to all the people he said should just basically burn in hell. You know, you should go away and die. There were people that still, despite all of the obviousness that the shots, the jabs do not work, they do not prevent illness, transmission, severity, any of that. And yet, they're still going on about, hold on, let me just message my friend who doesn't know I'm on the air. And I just want to say that these tribunals, in response to amnesty, if I'm getting this correct, it would be like holding these people to account for the danger, the deadly, the murderous rampage that has become obvious to the mandating of an emergency use authorization product, much less the lockdowns, the shutdowns, and all of the disasters that have ensued. Are we talking about tribunals to hold those people to account?
Yeah, and basically the point that this Donald Boudreau is making is that, you know, a tribunal like the, you know, what people are talking about, what they would want, you know, basically let's get all these guys and we're going to hold them accountable and we're going to try them, right? You know, like in a court of law.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like a court of law when you do a tribunal.
Well, here,
does it?
Well, here's the thing, you know, and I'll just read what he wrote here. He says, while such a tribunal might be made to appear akin to an ordinary court of law following the same rules of procedure, evidence, and proof in ordinary courts, the reality is that any such tribunal would be a political body. And he says, each such tribunal would be used above all as a forum for the politically ascendant to publicly flaunt what they and their compatriots are certain is their moral superiority over the degenerates now in the dock. And as much as I, you know, like the next guy would love to see these people held accountable for what it is that they've done, I have a tendency to agree with this guy that these tribunals, it's not like they're going to be held by some impartial third party.
No, people.
It's going to end up being a political event. It's going to. Not that we would disagree with people being held accountable. But unfortunately, literally everything, with a few exceptions up there on the Hill, is corrupt and operates for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately.
Well, and that's the bummer about, like, the Republicans getting a hold of the House, not the Senate, but everything is perceived through political lens.
Yes.
Even though we could argue, hey, man, there's some legitimate high crimes and misdemeanors beyond that in terms of what the Biden administration has done and those things, they're not going to have the votes for us.
And here's the problem he points out, and I have a tendency to agree with him on this. If you've been paying attention to what happens in government and how when the pendulum swings to one side and then swings to the other, that what would happen is that the Republicans, the conservatives would have their heyday.
Yep.
And then when the pendulum swung in the
right
direction.
Back. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui
in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City. To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, back at it. That's the radio break. We get our thoughts right interrupted by commercials. But here we go again. Super Donnie.
We're so spoiled during the week, right?
Yeah, I know. We get the long form. We can just kind of roll with it.
Do whatever we want to do.
But this is our home. This is our Briar Patch Radio. We got to remember.
And we do appreciate the sponsors that help pay the bills. So we got to show some love to them as well. But just to finish my thought before the break.
Yes.
Right now we're looking at a swing towards a conservative controlled House of Representatives. The Senate still appears to be held by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get into holding tribunals, Yeah. Right now, it would be obviously a conservative majority in the House. They probably, I'd be willing to bet that that's probably where it would happen.
Well, there's going to be hearings, that's for sure. I don't think they're considered.
But here's the problem: if when the conservatives are in charge, mm-hmm. and if they hold a tribunal, what we're going to see is 4 years later, or whenever it ends up happening,
right.
when the pendulum swings the other direction, now we're going to have Democrat-controlled tribunals, kind of like what we're seeing with the January 6th thing,
mm-hmm.
like we saw with the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Yeah,
it's all done for the wrong reasons. They want a victory, not because they want the right thing to be done, but because they want a political win.
Yeah.
They want political points.
Well, and,
political
and,
capital
to and your point,
the
too, the January 6th stuff is all about that.
Yeah.
It's also pure political theater.
Do you want to be then setting yourself up, and this is what the point he's making, yeah. of putting yourself in the crosshairs of the Democrat tribunal whenever that time comes around?
Yeah. How would you propose getting people criminally prosecuted via a jury of their peers, right, as it's designed, considering how much death and mayhem and destruction has been done to real people?
Well, here's what Donald Boudreaux says. He says, by all means, we must hold accountable any and all officials who broke the law. If any lockdowners are credibly believed to have committed actual criminal offenses, then those individuals should be arrested and tried under a presumption of innocence in proper courts of law. He says similar treatment should apply to officials accused of committing civil violations, but also and above all, the court of public opinion should remain in session and vigilant. He says, in this court, I will continue whenever appropriate opportunities arise to be both an active prosecutor of those who fuel COVID hysteria and authoritarianism and an active defender of those who resist the hysteria and authoritarianism. He says he would oppose any attempts to hold what he calls COVIDocrats. Personally liable for their inexcusable policy actions. And he says to go down such a road of holding personally guilty or liable those officials whose policy decisions turned out to be mistaken. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an important word right there. Mistaken.
Yeah.
Would be a one-way trip down a rocky road to a treacherous destination. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can disagree with him on this as much as people really want to stick it to these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Anthony Fauci's and the Deborah Birx's and the, you know, stuff like that.
Well, if you can find real crimes that you can prosecute, I'm with you. I'm in agreement here, too, with you and with Donald Boudreaux. And I will say it in a different way a little bit, or add to this, that the only way that the so-called COVIDocrats were able to do what they did, inexcusable policies, is because people went along.
Yeah, that's true.
The people are culpable in the behavior of those that, you know, what is a bureaucrat going to do? A bureaucrat's going to bureaucrat. A politician's going to politician. Authoritarian is going to authoritarian. And it depends upon your cooperation, your compliance. And so if you want to hold them account by a tribunal, you might as well put yourself up in that tribunal and say, how was I also guilty of not doing enough to stop it from happening before it happened, much less reacting to it when it was happening?
And the people, the average Joe that went along with it, wasn't, I think for the most part, these people that went along with it weren't trying to do something wrong. They thought they were doing the right thing. You know, it may have been unwittingly doing the wrong thing, but, you know, they didn't know.
Time, the defense that you hear every time, it keeps coming back, Super D, these people will all end up saying, I was just following orders in various ways. They're saying the same thing. We've learned nothing from the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg trial, and what preceded it, what led to it. Because, of course, if you mention that, it's like, oh, now you're using the term Nazi, even if you're not saying it.
Yeah.
Just to say something that was enshrined into law around the world because of what happened. That we should never mention it and say, hey, you know, there are some similarities in what we're witnessing here in terms of the techniques and tactics. Not that it's identical, but Vera Sharav, who, you know, we've had on the show along with Scott Shera, point out that some of the things we've witnessed in COVID are very similar, if not identical, to the playbook that happened back in prior to World War II that led to World War II Nazi Germany tactics and techniques that were disastrous, horrifying. And then death inducing. And, you know, we're learning, I think, as we go, how horrible what we've just been through is. And it's continuing. And this relates to ABV. I talked about ABV earlier in the show. If you listen to Friday, you know what I'm talking about. an identification of what is contributing to, if not one of the most direct causes of all these mysterious maladies and ailments and illnesses. You know, we talk about what we believe really causes it, but we don't have the mouthpiece. We don't have influence over government and the media and medicine. So it's been identified. And again, a shout out to my friend Sophia Karsten. She was with us from Skyhorse Publishing, along with Tony Lyons, talking about the real Anthony Fauci, the book by Bobby Kennedy. And there's another great book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., A Letter to Liberals, as well, which I'd encourage you to read if you are on the left line of the political spectrum, from one of your own, so to speak, to say, hey, don't go to sleep on this. You have become, the thing you vilified. You have become that. And I want critical thinking back into that. So how do we critically think on this thing? Because this cause, I don't know that it involves critical thinking, but it's the dominant answer, Super Don, if we ask somebody, hey, why are so many people dropping dead, young people on the field, these high-level athletes from high school, college to professional level? What's going on with all these strange cardiac events? What about, you know, the died suddenly? And really, the identification, I think this should be something that should be making mainstream headlines, because it fulfills their mission in determining a cause, or at least determining what they know definitely isn't the cause. So if y'all are ready, I'm going to reveal that now. ABV, it's not a virus like RSV, which is, again, a nonsense thing to be concerned about. We've got so many tools to address that. But ABV is it. This is it, folks. And I want you to be able to share it now with everybody. ABV is what? As I said, it's the cause of everything right now. It's anything but vaccines. Yes, ABV. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me Sophia Karsten is wrong about this. When you say, hey, look at this strange thing happening, died suddenly, research it. It's caused by ABV. And the mainstream media would say, yeah. The government, Biden administration, yeah. Big Pharma would say, yeah, it's anything but vaccines. Because it's just, you know, how did we know what causes autism? Well, they say, we know that we don't know what causes autism, except we know it's not vaccines. So actually, ABV has been around for a long time. Anything that is an adverse event following an injection called a vaccine or an mRNA experimental emergency use authorization shot, or it's approved by FDA now, whatever. We know that we don't know what's causing all this, but we know it's not the vaccine. So it's anything but vaccines. Remember this, ABV, when your friends ask you, or if you pause it, hey, you know what, I know what's causing these problems. It's ABV. And they go, oh, really? ABV? Yeah. Anything but vaccines. Have them wear that on their lapel. Will it work to red pill some people that are on the fence? I think so. It's an interesting thing.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
ABV. Because and it's going to bring attention to something in a kind of a clever way. Yeah. That's going to make people question.
Think about J.P. Sears and how he does the right. Humor, right?
Yeah.
Babylon B pointing out these absurdities. Why not take control of the language and communication? And you can be right there along with your liberal Democrat pharmaceutical shot worshiping friends and tell them, you know what? We figured it out. It's ABV. And they'll think, of course, it's another virus. And then you find out it's anything but vaccines. Really is, isn't it? Keep hammering it. ABV, ABV everywhere. ABV. We need some memes, visual memes, Super Don. I don't know. You can do one, but that's kind of interesting, I think. All right, yeah, we'll move from there to the microbiome. This is an interesting question from Gut News, a gut check. We do that from time to time. What is the headline at Gut News here? Does a sick gut microbiome let COVID-19 take hold, or does COVID-19 make your microbiome sick? This is a classic chicken or egg. Is it the chicken? What came
right.
first?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? I like it.
And I don't know that they'll be able to solve this, but in this article, they do acknowledge the excessive and inappropriate use of antibiotics to fight infections, leaving people vulnerable because of opportunistic infections. That is, the microbiome biodiversity is altered. It's disrupted or destroyed, in fact. And then, of course, the other bacterial species have become resistant to antibiotics in this article they reference. But it's fascinating because they acknowledge that people that have the gut microbiome imbalanced are more vulnerable to severe infections of any kind, of all kinds. So they acknowledge at the beginning here, hey, could it be that we've destroyed the gut through antibiotics and the biodiversity? Remember, biodiversity is key. And I've lectured on this around the world, taught doctors about the silver aloe gut recovery protocol. Because silver as a broad spectrum antimicrobial is not the same thing as a synthetic chemotoxic antibiotic. And you know, you can download the chapter from my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, and read about the protocol that involves doing silver hydrosol like Sovereign Silver or Argent 23 with aloe vera juice. I prefer the 100% whole food raw form that we get from Stockton Aloe One. You can go to Aloe One, A-L-O-E, the number one, .com, Aloe One, get it. And then integrate that because silver will neutralize opportunistic infections, you know, the aberrant growth, the biodiversity issues. Take it all down safely and heal. Side benefits, the lining of the gut with the aloe, upregulate the healing, and then you can replenish a microbiome in balance, whereas antibiotics disrupt the microbiome biodiversity. Water with silver does not negatively impact biodiversity. So my argument is that the people that suffered worse are the ones that already had the biodiversity issues corrupted. Now, could it also be argued that people with whatever COVID is are made worse? Yeah, sure. But I think the starting point is everything. Do you have a healthy immune system? If so, great. If not, why not? What can you do to correct it? We'll talk about that when we come back from this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At UCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here once again. I'm expressing more gratitude than normal because it is Thanksgiving week coming up. I hope you got your organic turkeys ordered. I know last week we had a very special guest, Jen Jacobson from BelovedCheesecakes.com or something. She was a business that did not shut down, and she's sending Super Don a cheesecake. She's sending me a vegan cheesecake, and I think if you got your orders in right away, like Sunday, today, if you're listening for the first time live, you might be able to get one shipped out tomorrow in time.
It ships out on Monday. Two days.
If not, again, these people are wonderful people because they stood against the tyranny of Kate Brown and others in Oregon government, said, "Nope, we're not closing down. You can't make us. It's not constitutional." Love that. We love supporting businesses that do that. So that's cool. There are people stepping up and standing up. Hopefully this shutdown, lockdown nonsense will never happen again. I don't know. But I'm encouraged it'll be a little different. It'll be harder for them to try. They might need a real alien invasion from outer space, which will probably be, you know, we call hologram technology. It's so good. Who can tell the difference anyway? Upcoming events are always available. There's an upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. I've just been through 6-7 weeks of travel trips. We do have the Health Freedom Expo, and there's the virtual version. For those of you who weren't able to join us in October in the Chicago area, the virtual version, the 18th and 19th of February 2023, that means you'll have access to every lecture. You couldn't even see every lecture if you were there in person. And new lectures, as well as live interactive panel discussions coming up February 18th and 19th. So go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. Also, the Trinity School of Natural Health, available at trinityschool.org. You want to learn about body, mind, spirit, healing, and health? And you doctors and nurses, you need that because your training is not that. Come on over to trinityschool.org and be part of it, from health coach all the way up to certified natural health professional and everything in between. Great stuff to learn. Awesome stuff. It's going to be amazing. Also, shout out to Nutritional Frontiers, our friends up there in the Pittsburgh area. They are making available third-party verified and validated quality supplements for all kinds of things, including the immune system. Check it out, NutritionalFrontiers.com. Use the discount code RSB15, RSB15. We always have banners at the show notes and every day at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. You can always take more Big Pharma drugs If you feel like you have a pharmaceutical drug deficiency, that's absurd, but many people operate as if they do. Final story here this hour. Pfizer, you know them. They sank $100 billion in COVID profits into developing what? And marketing what? More drugs.
Well, duh, right? We shouldn't be surprised by that. But the one thing that stuck out for me here, and I've actually done some reading on this, Pfizer is super excited over weight loss drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing going on right now. I don't know if you've ever seen. Have you ever seen the commercial on TV for Ozempic?
I think I've heard of it. Ozempic.
Yes, right. It is a diabetes drug, and what happened was they found out that when people took it, they lost like a quarter of their body weight.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And so what you've got is it's become like a celebrity thing now. It's a fad, and everybody's running to their doctor and saying, get me the Ozempic because I want to lose weight. And it was just recently, I think got approved to be used as a weight loss drug. But what it's done is for the people that want to take it for diabetes, they can't get it now.
Oh, because everybody's using it for weight loss.
Oh. And the thing is this drug is it's not like, oh, I lost weight and you know the side effect was I had dry mouth or something.
Right.
It can damage the blood vessels in your eyes. It can give you gallbladder disease. It can give you kidney disease, pancreatitis, thyroid cancer, hypoglycemia. I mean, it has these terrible side effects, but everybody's running out to get it because it'll help them lose weight.
Isn't that fascinating,
and
though?
Pfizer wants to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, it's a side effect of an existing drug.
Right.
And you like that effect, and they can market that effect better. Much like Viagra was a side effect of a previous version.
But it's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. You're right. You want to lose weight? You want to address diabetes, hypoglycemia? How about going to choosetobehealthy.com and getting some chromium and vanadium?
Or take Ozempic and you'll get thyroid cancer and you will lose weight.
Yeah, your choice.
It will happen. It will happen.
All right, folks. Well, great hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got more great healing to come hour two. Stick around. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.